This is Dr. Hubert Dzinga-Bernowski, a reporter patient Yolanda Howard, and give a patient perspective of Barrett's esophagus. She had a bariatric surgery earlier, follow-up endoscopy. She has a date of birth is 9/19/1975. The indicated procedure was Barrett's esophagus surgery, and microcephaly, and so enough CRNA, Glenn Hunter. No evidence of any jejunal ulcers noted in the jejunal limb. Jejunal lips are unremarkable. The stomach pouch was small stomach pouch. After fracture was done on the upper body, some from the scaric ulcer or vicious commercial bowel junction. Question shock similar batch rating is like that. Have a small portion based on the complication. But no question shock similar batch rating is like that. Number two. Historical surgical changes from the bariatric surgery were noted. No evidence of a gastrojejunal anastomotic stenosis, no evidence of any gastrojejunal ulcer, and no evidence of any ulcers on the jejunal side. Stomach pouch, small stomach pouch, because taking the surgery, no evidence of any ulceration. Rectal fracture in the stomach pouch, unremarkable. For a question, short summary, recommend for the biopsy of the junction, it comes a positive for Barrett's esophagus, but no dysplasia, repeat endoscopy 3 years. If it comes a negative for Barrett's esophagus, then it's still going to be 3 to 5 years. Continue proton pump inhibitors. If the biopsy comes negative for Barrett's esophagus, then the proton pump could be switched to H2 blockers. lifestyle modification, following 2 cell nutrition. Please send the copy to Mission Primary Care Provider. Copy Dr. Parham Sethi, the episode was June 18th to 22nd. June 18th to 22nd. Patient all patient, thanks.